Good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We can rejoice in the sunrise this morning, just so glorious. And even in a fallen world, we see the magnificence. We see the flowers. We see the trees. We see the sunrise and the sunset, and so many things just speak out so loudly of you. And thank you for that promise that you reveal yourself to every single person through creation. And we would pray today that those would go beyond just knowing you are in creation, but they would know you. And they would know you, Lord Jesus. And they would know you, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us as we have the glorious opportunity of opening your word and spending a few minutes on a few of the verses. And help us to receive what you have for each of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we're in Psalm 119, continuing in another 8 stanzas, another 16 verses. And we're going to begin with verse 49 and read through 64. So first I'll read it and then we'll talk about it very briefly. But the first verse is, "Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope." And so immediately as I was reading that, I thought of this hymn, "My hope is built on nothing less." So let us sing along with that if we could.
Thank you.
So, who are you standing on? When times are good, it's easy to stand on the solid rock, isn't it? But when times are really, 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 really tough, it's hard to remember there's that solid rock there, right? So we need to be reminded, it would seem. And as we go through the Word, we keep getting reminded over and over of many of the same things, and the Lord knows we need them. Well, in looking at these verses, beginning with verse 49 of Psalm 119, remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have considered and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. Midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. So we see verse after verse is in itself a whole message. Some of them string together, but the most of them stand just all alone. The very first word in verse 49 is remember, remember, remember. We have that many, many times in the scripture, don't we? And what do we remember? Well, here we're exhorted to remember the word to your servant. It doesn't say, Lord, remember all the great things I'm doing and all my ministries and all the efforts I'm putting in for you, does it? No, it says, remember his word. And really is a prayer here for the Lord to remember the word to your servant. We are his servants, are we not? And is that not what we are basing our whole hope on, really on him upon which you have caused me to hope? We're just saying, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The Bible does not hesitate to talk about affliction. In fact, next week we'll have that verse 75, which I love. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness, you have afflicted me. So when you pray, Lord, be more faithful to me. Well, I don't know about that on that verse. In faithfulness, you have afflicted me. So here we have, this is my comfort in my affliction. What? His word. Whatever your affliction is today. Different ones have totally different afflictions. Some physical, health, some emotional, some relationships, some tragedies. But whatever your affliction is, know that God is in it with you, and learn as quickly as you can in that affliction where he is and what is he teaching you, because the afflictions that he gives you are for our benefit. Now, we can bring what we call afflictions on ourselves. There's no, as Peter would say, you know, even the pagans return good for good, but we're to return what? Good for evil. And when we encounter these afflictions, we think, oh, it's never happened to anybody else. Oh, yes, it does. No one is without afflictions. No one. So rejoice in them, not in the pain that you're going through, but rejoice in why you have that opportunity to build your faith, why you have that opportunity to see him honing you more into Christ's likeness. Verse 51, the proud. We keep getting into the proud pretty much every time. It seems like the proud have me in great derision. The proud have me in great derision. Do the proud really bug you when they give you reproach? You know, I read Spurgeon commentary on this because he's got volumes, you know, on it. But on this verse, he said, let it be like the moon that pays no attention to the dogs barking at it. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not, what? Turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Oftentimes you may say, Lord, where are you? You haven't spoken to me for so long. Well, is not Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Go back, particularly when you're old like I am. You got a lot to remember, right? So remember the past. I remembered your judgments of old. Have you had any judgments in your life from the Lord that were not right, just, and fair? Remember. So the result, and I have comforted myself. So you want comfort? Oh yeah, I want comfort. Well, remember God's judgments of old. And then indignation has taken hold of me. Anybody have an indignation when they read the news or when they hear the reports and so forth? Because of the wicked who forsake your law. And we say, yes, Lord, you got to do something about it. And you got to use me to change the world. I don't think so. What he wants you to do is to have compassion for the wicked and to pray for their souls. They're on the way to hell, right? And they need our compassion and our prayers, not our criticism, right? That's very hard for me to remember. 54, verse 54, your statutes have been my songs. Do you really sing about his statutes? Do you really sing about keeping his commandments? Do you really sing about what he says for his people to do? Well, the psalmist says, your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. As I'm walking through this life, yes, I'm a pilgrim. I don't belong here. Just walking through, right? But as I'm walking through, am I singing of your statutes? Am I singing of your commands? Am I singing of your ordinances and so forth? Verse 55, I remember your name in the night, O Lord. And do you? What do you remember at night? Thinking about all the things that went wrong in the day and all the things that may happen tomorrow and all this other stuff, and I can't believe this and I can't believe that. No, it says, I remember your name in the night, O Lord. Isn't that great? I mean, all these are just so awesome when you think about it. And I keep your law. And then verse 56, this has become mine. What has become mine? Everything he has for you has become yours, and nobody can take it away from you. They can lock you up, they can tie you up, they can sew your lips shut or whatever, but you can pray and you can still worship the Lord, and your position with the Lord is unchanged by all of that. Probably will be stronger because of that, but it won't fade. He will never fade. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. Obedience. 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 Verse 57. You are my portion, O Lord. This is one of the places where I just don't really favor the translators all that much by adding you are. I just like my portion, O Lord. And it's what it is in the original. My portion. Is he your portion? And it says, you are my portion. That's certainly true. But just think about my portion. Everything you need, everything you could possibly want. Not everything you possibly want. You may want some other things that are not good for you. Everything you need, he gives you. Everything. I've said that I would keep your word. Okay, are you? Will we? Will am I? And then I begged, or I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I love that. Look, he sees the sin nature in him. He sees, I need your mercy. I need your mercy. I beg you with my whole heart, be merciful to me, O Lord. Now, when you're filled with pride, that verse wouldn't work, would it? A prideful person doesn't really want mercy. He just wants justice, right, for everybody else, right? But mercy? I need mercy. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. What a beautiful thought. How are your ways? Well, most of them are in the right direction. Well, how are your ways? Lord, turn my feet to your testimonies. And remember the anointing of the priest. You know, they would put oil on their thumbs so the hands would be available. They put oil on the ears so they would hear the Lord. And they put oil on the right toe so they would walk, right? They walk in the right direction. And here is what we have here in a way. I turned my feet to your testimonies. Are you walking in the center of God's will? Do you ever get along that, well, how far can I get over here before I fall off the road? Oh, no, we're going to be in the center of it, right? We want to walk in accordance with his perfect will. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. Wow. What does the flesh want to do? The flesh says, I made haste to sin, and I finally got around to confessing, right? But this is the opposite. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. And then verse 61, the cords of the wicked bound me. Do you ever feel bound spiritually by the cords of the wicked? That's almost another one of those moon doesn't mind when the dogs bark, I think. But the cords of the wicked bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. So regardless of the circumstances, remember his word. Verse 62, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you. Now again, he is not worrying about burglars robbing him at midnight, but he's thinking about how can I praise the Lord? How can I give thanks to the Lord? Does that fit you ever? I mean, it could be a little, you know, it could be 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock. I think it'd be all right. It'd be at least midnight somewhere, right? But at midnight, at your midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you. Why? Because of your righteous judgments. And again, remember his righteous judgments to you, to me. Never been anything but righteous judgments. Never. And then who do you run around with? He says, I am a companion of those who fear you. It says, of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. And I believe this was David that wrote this. And David was indeed available to all kinds of people, wasn't he? And how about Jesus? Available to all kinds of people. Not just a companion to, you know, strong believers. That's great. But here it says, I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. Which means they do know the Lord here. And he's talking about basically all the way from kings all the way down to slaves, really, it seems to me. And then finally, the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. David's been in all kinds of places. He's been in caves. He's been in the wilderness. He's been with the Philistines. He's been chased by Saul, he's sat on the throne, and all these things, but he knows the whole earth is full of God's mercy. Isn't that great? Have you ever found a room or a place or a location where there's no mercy of the Lord for you? I don't think so. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy, and we praise him for that. We thank him. When you get up at midnight, thank him for that, right? At midnight, we'll get up and praise you for the fact that the whole earth is full of your mercy. And then teach me your statutes, a little closing prayer. Lord, teach me your statutes. And as we read these, teach me, and these pleadings are really great prayers, but we also know that You're holding 31,000 verses in your hand here, those of you who have your Bible. And so with every one of these verses, he's literally teaching you, right? The word is crying out to you. So it's not that it's not, we don't have it. It's that we don't listen to it, right? We don't pay attention to it. So enable me, Lord, enable me and strengthen me through your Spirit to know you, to know your words, to know your statutes. Father, we thank you for another beautiful portrayal of you through your word. And in these 16 verses, Lord, there's something for each of us all the way through, it would think. And you have said, come boldly to the throne of grace and pray. And we want to come and pray now, Lord. We want to be led by your Spirit, thereby having the absolute ability to agree with every prayer given. And whether it comes from one person's lips or another person's lips, led by the Spirit, it is in accordance with your will. So may we pray now as we have these moments, in Jesus' name. Yes, as we come to the end of the hour, a couple of verses in my mind. The first one, the one we closed with today, the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Next week in verse 68, we'll have you are good and do good. So I thought we would just close in this old song here, surely goodness and mercy. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. And Lord, as we go now, may we just honor you this day. May we be sensitive to the open doors you have for us. And may we be willing to go through them, Lord. Take away all the busyness and all the things that I've got planned to do or whatever. And may it all be subservient to you, Lord. Thank you for meeting us here. In Jesus' name, amen.